Anyway, let's start off with me. I'm not going to give my life story. I've written quite enough about that. But I want to say something about the events of the last 2 years, to the extent that they particularly concern or involve me, and in particular just two. The first being the occasion a year and a half ago when I handed on my responsibilities as head of the Western Buddhist Order. So obviously that was a very important and significant occasion for me indeed. I'd been head of the order, inasmuch as I was the founder of the order and the founder of the FWBO, for quite a long time, from 1967, about 30 years. And I felt it was time that I should hand on my responsibilities as head of the order to the most senior, I was going to say senior and responsible, but in principle all order members are responsible, but certainly to a handful of order members who'd been very closely associated with me from the very early days and in whom I had complete trust and confidence, both Dharmacharis and Dharmacharinis. So that was a very important occasion, a very important event for me. Not, of course, that I'm now retired. I seem to be as busy as ever I was. But I'm happy to be busy, but not busy in quite the same way that I was before. Anyway, I'm not going to say too much about that question of my handing on. There's just one point that I want to make in this connection. And I think it's a rather interesting one, and it has to do with language. Now, I've said just now that I handed on my responsibilities as head of the order. But I very quickly discovered that people in the movement talking about my handing on my responsibilities didn't speak of my handing on of my responsibilities at all very often. They didn't use the expression handing on, even though I had used that expression myself repeatedly. They spoke of Bunty as having stepped down as head of the order. And I was thinking about this, I was reflecting on it, because I've always been a student of words, and I think people's usage of words often tells you quite a lot about their way of thinking. And I thought, well, why should people be thinking and speaking of me as having stepped down? It was as though, well, formerly as head of the order, Bunty was up here somewhere, and now he's no longer head of the order, he's down there somewhere. He stepped down. But I have to say that I didn't feel anything like that at all. Whether I was head of the order or not head of the order, well, it was just me. One day I was head of the order, the next day I wasn't. And it didn't make, to me personally, in my personal life, the slightest difference. So I think it's very important that we look carefully at the way that we use words. Vajragupta in his talk happens to mention that at the chairman's conference, I think it was chairman's conference, they welcomed 8 new chairmen. Now what does that mean? What does that imply? That implies that there were 8 old chairmen. The 8 new chairmen or chairwomen had been handed on to. The old chairmen had handed on their responsibilities as chairmen or chairwomen to the new ones. But one shouldn't think of the old ones as it were having stepped down and being now in a lower position, so to speak, than they were before. is simply that previously they had the responsibility of being a chairman or chairwoman. Now they've given that up. They're an order member who is not a chairman or chairwoman, but they're still an order member. They're just an order member, so to speak. If you can have someone who is just an order member is an order member, full stop. So I think it's very important that one should realise that whether it's a question of ceasing to be a chairman or ceasing to be a chapter convener or ceasing to be a mitra convener, when one ceases, one doesn't step down in any way. There's no change of status. There's no change of status because there's no status in the worldly sense, in the order or in the movement anyway. There may be a change of responsibilities, but no question of stepping down, with all that implies. So I think this is quite an important point, and this is why I've touched on it this evening. So, yes, a year and a half ago, I handed on my responsibilities as head of the order.